Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center, as usual, where currently, like everybody else, the Lone Ranger is screening and screaming for mercy.
And in the most recent... 3, 2, 1. In one of the recent Entertainment Weeklies, their first-rate film critic, Owen Gleiberman, described Johnny Depp as having an obsession with comically unhinged madmen, and that the system is now consuming him by letting him do whatever he wants. Well, and you are hot off of The Lone Ranger, and I know you've watched Depp's career.
Yeah.
So talk to me.
He's not going to be doing whatever he wants anymore.
All right.
This is a major failure for Disney. And I got to tell you, I think it's an unfair... I saw The Lone Ranger, and it's a fun movie. It is clunky. It is tonally deaf. Let me try that again. 3, 2... It's clunky. It's a little tone deaf, but it's fun. And it takes some risks that I wouldn't expect from a big summer commercial blockbuster. But it's, look, when you mess with Westerns, the audiences don't go. Okay? Yeah. Cowboys and Aliens also tanked. But True Grit, a traditional take on the Western, was a big success.
Sure.
Audiences don't like their Westerns messed with.
Sure.
And the audience that they're trying to reach, a younger audience who's not necessarily schooled on Westerns, aren't interested. They're not going to see Johnny Depp. And I got to tell you, man, I'm tired of seeing this guy slap white face paint on him. Or 3, 2, I am tired of seeing Johnny Depp put white face makeup on and act like an idiot for 2 hours.
I love what Gleiberman says. He says he likes to play deeply hilarious damaged souls.
Yeah, and there's nothing deep about it.
He says he has an alluring elfin innocence.
Yeah, he's an idiot. And you can ascribe that to whichever the two you want.
But when he played, like, for instance, Ed Wood for me, I thought he did a really interesting take on that.
He did, and he wasn't relying on shtick there.
Exactly.
And you know what? Ed Wood remains Tim Burton's best film. Tim Burton can't tell a story to save his life. This guy gets so distracted, you know.
He does.
You know,
he's like Depp himself. That's right. Why they're such good buds.
Exactly. Ed Wood, however, had a built-in narrative arc. It was this biopic.
That's right.
You know, and it was about Ed Wood, obviously. And there were built-in story structures there that he couldn't get away from.
Well, that's a great comment because it reminds me of how well I thought he did in Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm.
Playing against Al Pacino.
Yeah, now imagine had that been directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Johnny Depp would have found a way to slather white paint on his face again. No, that Depp always wanted to be thought of as more than a pretty face.
Yes.
And he did that. He succeeded in the 90s with performances in Ed Wood and his performance in Donnie Brasco. Those are great movies. You know, I remember seeing Pirates of the Caribbean and thinking, oh my God, I was dreading it. And then it turned out to be this really fun kind of thrill ride of a movie. And, you're all right. What's up? We just cut this out. No, not at all.
Hey, buddy. Okay.
And I remember seeing that movie and expecting just it to be awful. And it was a surprise. But Johnny Depp, as Captain Jack Sparrow, was also a surprise. I found myself watching his performance in that movie thinking, oh my God, this guy has just, he's throwing the finger at the studio by, you know what I mean?
And Walt Disney, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought this was like, he is so ashamed at this, of having taken this paycheck, that he's going to create this nonsensical characterization of this pirate. And then it backfired. It turned out to be this huge franchise. And so ever since, Johnny Depp has been kind of indulging in this nonsense. And he has, you know, the times that he stepped out of that, Rango, which is another Gore Verbinski film, who shot Pirates and now The Lone Ranger, and The Tourist.
Yeah.
Awful. It's awful. Johnny Depp doesn't know what he's doing. I don't necessarily think... let me add one thing, and then three, two. I think, and I read this from another writer, that he's obsessed with Brando's crazy era,
okay,
and that he's trying to emulate some of that kind of unpredictability.
Well, I begin to question his real range when he tried to play Michael Mann's Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Or was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Public Enemy, right. And where nothing happened. I mean, he wasn't able to do his shtick with that.
Right.
But here he had, you know, a notorious gangster. It seemed to me made for him, but nothing happened.
I was excited about that movie. I don't think that's Depp's fault. I think that was Michael Mann's fault.
Okay.
Michael Mann just made a dud.
Okay.
And kind of Johnny Depp took the brunt of it. But that's it, really. He, you know, and that's not some deep... he's not going to some deep, dark place to play that role. He was just he was dressing up in 30s garb and expecting there to be Michael Mann working his gangster magic, and it didn't work. But he's relying on this... he's hiding behind that white face. Do you know how many movies he's done with white makeup on?
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands. Recently, Dark Shadows.
Right.
Lone
Did
Ranger.
Did he do it in Alice?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yes.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, right. Good one.
I'm sure I'm missing one or two.
No, you got it. Now, what about Fear and Loathing?
Fear and Loathing is, again,
is that more of him?
That was that 90s sweet spot where he was doing Ed Wood, and he was playing Hunter S. Thompson, and he was, you know, Donnie Brasco. That was the height of his career. We will now look back at some point on Johnny Depp's career, and we'll see that little fecund period in the mid-90s when he was actually trying to stretch his limits and grow as an actor. And instead, Pirates of the Caribbean derailed him, and I don't know that you'll ever see him.
We have a fifth
really
iteration of Pirates of the Caribbean coming up. The fifth. There is no other place to go with that character. And what it really fascinates me is this...
with what?
With the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
There's Jack Sparrow is he's done, as far as I'm concerned, at least the way he has pushed that freakiness to the point where there's nowhere else to go unless he becomes sane, something like that.
Yeah, right. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
That is it. What if he's sobered up, right?
But he's also coming up and playing the wolf in Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. And though I don't know the character that much, I can only guess it's another one of his freaked out characters.
And I'm glad you said that because it reminded me that he also wore white face makeup in Sweeney Todd.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Boy, he's been... So here's a guy who must be worth $1 billion by now. Half a billion, at least. Here's a guy who could produce his own movies and star in his own movies, and we've asked this question on Cinema Classics for more than one of these super artists. Why don't they just do their own movies where they don't have to be pushed by the character they've created or the persona they've created? Can you understand why? I don't know.
Why they don't produce
their own? Why they don't, I mean, that is, produce and star in their own where they can be.
They can be in total control.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know, because they don't want to be in total control.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, it's too much pressure to direct and produce a film.
Yeah.
They don't want that responsibility. And that's why, historically, John, not many actors or actresses have taken on the role of director and or producer. It's rare, you know. I mean, even Kevin Costner, he knocked it out of the park his first time out and didn't go back.
Right, he did not.
Once or twice.
I know. If you think about... Robert Downey Jr. Would be someone similar. I don't think he has the possible range that Depp has, but I think he has a similar position where he'll be making $50 million on his...
That's a great point. That's a great point. I do think Robert Downey Jr. has the range.
Do you?
I do, but I think you're right. I think Johnny Depp has range that we're not seeing.
Yes.
I don't think these guys are interested in going there. It's the De Niro syndrome.
Oh,
De Niro
my.
Created... Maybe they don't want to do it. Maybe they just don't. It's too much fun to prance around and make a fool of yourself and, you know, take in $20 million at a time. And just, why not? You're on top of the world. You're in the greatest business in the world. and you're not really having to sacrifice anything. You're not having to sacrifice for your art. You're not digging down deep into your soul to give some Brando-worthy performance. Yes. You're just collecting paychecks and having fun and contributing to this pop culture morass of crap that's out there.
Anyway,
I will say this, though, that The Lone Ranger is not as bad as it has been reviewed.
Thank you.
And it is a much better film than the much better reviewed Pacific Rim. Okay. Now, that would be interesting if you saw the Kraken come out of there and do battle with Johnny Depp. Again. He does battle the Kraken.
He does. All right. Yeah. So, in the end,
where are we in it?
I'm sure we'll wait. We're at 11.
Anyway, one thing that Gleiberman says.
Yeah.
And kind of looking forward to Depp's future, and indeed, he's still a young man. At 50, he has 20 or more years to go. Look at how long De Niro has extended his career.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny Depp, with all the possibilities, I'm really looking forward to him doing something new, and maybe he will.
Listen, this is the second act of his career.
Yes.
We still have the third act to go, and who knows what surprises await.
Here's what Lieberman says.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. I'm not saying that Depp should never take a walk on the wild side again. It's just that he's been walking there so long, it's starting to look like he's sleepwalking.
That's great.